Good morning. The land borders between Morocco and Spain's autonomous cities of Ceuta and Melilla are set to reopen in the coming days, over 2 years after they were closed due to the pandemic and a diplomatic crisis, so the foreign minister said yesterday. José Manuel Albares made the announcement to reporters in Marrakesh following meetings with his Moroccan counterpart. It was the first encounter between the two foreign ministers since the bilateral crisis that erupted after the Spanish government permitted the leader of the Polisario Front to travel to Spain for medical treatment last year. Albares said the political decision to reopen the frontiers between Morocco and Spain's North African territories had been agreed. The reporting of the borders would be ordered and gradually said. A judge yesterday barred a former Catalan president from holding office for 15 months for refusing to remove a banner seen as a separatist symbol. This is the second time Quim Torra has been convicted for refusing to take down the yellow ribbons that said free political prisoners and exiles from public buildings in the run-up to the March 2019 regional elections. The display of the yellow ribbons, which have come to symbolise support for Catalan leaders jailed or exiled following a failed 2017 independence bid, and the unofficial flag of Catalan separatists, are considered a violation of Spain's electoral laws. The Superior Court of Catalonia also imposed an 8-month fine on Torra, cumulatively totaling some €24,000. Torra immediately slammed the ruling, saying he will appeal. He claimed that fundamental rights are not guaranteed to pro-independence activists in Spain, adding that the initiative must be resumed. Independence is more urgent than ever, he said. Torra was ousted from his post as president of Catalonia in September 2020 and also fined €30,000. The electoral board said the independence symbols were tools of political propaganda and gave Torra 48 hours to remove them, but he refused. A total of 72 migrants have been rescued by marine rescue services from two separate boats in the last 2 days. More than 28 migrants are reported missing from another boat found nearly 120 kilometres south of Gran Canaria. In another incident, 59 migrants were brought to safety in the port of Arrecife, whilst five of these survivors were taken to hospital. Recently, data provided by the United Nations Migration Agency said a total of 8,239 missing migrants have been registered since the beginning of this year on the route to the Canary Islands. Previously, a report published by Walking Borders showed that a total of 4,404 migrants had died whilst attempting to enter Spain last year. And the European Union is to scrap face mask rules on planes and in airports from next week. In a joint statement, the European Union Aviation Safety Agency and the European Centre for Disease Prevention and Control said the measure would help ease the pressure on the travel industry. And whilst both bodies reminded travellers that masks are still the best defence against COVID-19, they would no longer be required by law on European flights from May 16th. Vulnerable passengers, however, are advised to continue to wear face masks. The guidance went on to tell airport chiefs not to impose social distancing if it is likely to lead to bottlenecking anywhere on the passenger journey. The guidance also said airports should continue to promote face masks as an option. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.